Phil, firstly, you've come over to the UK. What's your interpretation of how you've been portrayed in the UK media?
I love the media. Listen, the UK fans are the best fans in the world. I fight in all these exotic places, Atlantic City, Vegas, Montreal, Hungary, Germany, Italy. But you haven't done it all unless you come to the UK. And you better have some thick skin, because if you don't have thick skin, you're literally going to get steamrolled by the media, and that's okay. But it's a pleasure and an honor being here.
Obviously, you alluded to it in the press conference yourself, that what's been trending on Twitter is, who's Phil LaGreco? So when you hear that, how does that make you feel as a boxer, you know, with a pretty impressive ring record?
Yeah, who's Phil LaGreco? Well, the media, everyone will find out who's Phil LaGreco this week, how I got here. Everything was all planned 6 months ago. We're going to drop a video, but especially they're going to find out who's Phil LaGreco April 21st.
Tell us how the fight came about.
Well, you told me that. You told me. How do you think it came about?
Well, obviously, there have been rumors that you've been calling Amir out. People in the British media are assuming that you're just here for a payday and to roll over, but the way that you've been speaking today, you mean business.
So I'm supposed to get a payday? I made way more money than what I'm getting here. This is not my biggest payday. Come on.
So why take the fight?
Why not? I needed a tune-up fight myself. I gained some weight. I had the Culinary Fighter Show, season one, and I said, look, he's off for 2 years. It's a good tune-up fight for me, for sure. You know, he comes to fight, he's fast, but he's got no legs.
So when someone puts it to you, do you want to take Amir Khan? Do you want that fight? What makes you say yes?
Well, I think he's tailor-made for me. The fact that he fights with his emotions, his aggression, you know, he's not, sometimes he could be a very smart fighter, but sometimes he could be a very dumb fighter in the ring.
You know yourself, lots of boxers can talk the talk and people will ask the question, can you walk the walk? What makes you feel that you can back up what you've said today?
Well, I got 3 months to get ready. This is the longest training camp I've had. I've been off myself. And I said, man, if I can't beat this guy, if I cannot beat this tune-up, then I'm going to probably retire myself because I'm 33 years old. So that's the type of pressure I'm putting on myself.
Some people have said that there were aspects of the press conference today where there were some low blows and personal insults hurled that were uncalled for in the sport. But by your own admission, one of the first things you said at today's boxing press conference is you are really appreciative of the British boxing scene and British boxing crowds, and you've gone on record as saying you think they're among some of the best fans in the world.
Yes, they are, but what low blows? So let me ask you, let's be honest together. He puts all this stuff out on Twitter. I didn't make anything up. I made nothing up. Did I make anything up today? Did I make anything up out of my own mouth? No.
I think the concerns were that people think that there's a line that sometimes needs to be drawn. I think.
Okay, so it's okay for him to tweet out his personal life in front of millions of people, but it's not okay for me to tell him in person, and I was actually going somewhere with it. He just can't take it. He's mentally weak, it tells me, because I was going with him, like, man, it's not cool to put your personal life on social media because unfortunately fans are assholes. They can use that as a weapon against you, so they should stop. I was going on the plus side in the end. But at the same time, I was just repeating exactly, and I was rebuttaling everything that he was doing. So I didn't make nothing up.
I think one thing that the tone of the press conference has shown is that you're not just here for a laugh and a joke, and you are actually serious about getting in the ring with Amir, and you're looking to impress.
Yes, of course. We've got a lot of time to get ready, perfect camp. Listen, I'm not here to get paid. I'm okay, man. I've done okay. You know, the little money that I've made, I've invested it myself. I've done okay. It's not my biggest payday. So they can just calm down. Calm down.
Finally, the majority of UK fans will be tuning in to watch Amir Khan. From your perspective, what do you think will surprise British fight fans on April the 21st?
That I'm here to fight.